in these weeks of Ben Amitzarim, these weeks of our remembering the Churban Beis Hamikdash, our yearning, our wanting, our beseeching for the Binyan Beis Hamikdash b'mehera v'yameinu, is an opportunity for us to work on the Beis Hamikdash inside of us, on the Mishkan, on the Bilavavi Mishkan Evne, upon which the Beis Hamikdash is really built. Halei the Shechina in Klal Yisrael is based on the Shechina B'toicham, the Shechina based in every Yid, the Shechina which is Shoyer in every person, every Yachid and Yachid in Klal Yisrael. And each of us, if we can make the effort and take a step to bring back the Shechina into our lives, into our private Mishkan, that's a tremendous contribution to the bringing back of the Hashras HaShechina B'chlal in Klal Yisrael. We find in the Torah HaKadosha two aspects of the private relationship to the Hashras HaShechina in a person. Two aspects. I would call it the Moyach, the Seichel, and the Lev, the heart. The Goyin says in Shir HaShirim that it says in Parashas Truma of Kol Nediv Lev, that a person who's a Nediv Lev donated and contributed to the building of the Mishkan. The Goyin says that the Pirush of Nediv Lev is that the Hashras HaShechina in every person is in their Lev. And Nediv Lev means that every Yid gave his heart. Every Yid gave her heart. They donated the Makom Hashras HaShechina inside a person. Nediv Lev, a Jew gives his heart. And when every Yid contributed and was Minadev, their heart, their Makom Hashras HaShechina, their private Makom Hashras HaShechina, that created the communal, the Klaldika Mishkan, Kol Nediv Lev. Every person gives their heart. The heart is the Makom of the Hashras HaShechina inside a person. That's what the Goyin says. That's the Lev. Kol Nediv Lev. On the other hand, we find, together with that, the Gemara in Brachas speaks about the Hashras HaShechina in a person's mayach, and a person's intellect. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel, Kol Adam Sheyesh Boi Das, every person who has Das, every person who lives with Seichel, Ki'ilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yomav. Why? Because Das, the Gemara says over there, was given with two Shemois of Hashem, G'dayla Deya Shenitna Ben Shtei Oisiyos, Shenema Kikel Deyos Hashem. And Mikdash was also given with two Oisiyos, Pa'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem. So Mikdash is related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with two Shemois, and Das is related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Mishi Yesh Boi Deya, anybody who lives a life with Seichel, with Das, Ki'ilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yomav. What relationship does Das, the Seichel, have with the Beis HaMikdash? We find that Rashi says in Parshas Bereishis, on the pasuk of Nasa Adam, Tzalmenu Kidmusenu, the Tzalem Elokim, the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a human being is. Rashi says, Lahovinu Lahaskil, the Neshama, the Tzalem Elokim in a person expresses itself in the Seichel that a person has, in the emes that a person lives with, in the das that a person has. B'tzalmenu kidmusenu, says Rashi, lahovinu l'haskel, that's the tzalem elokim. So the Hashras HaShechina in every person articulates itself in that part of him, which is das, which lives with the emes, that lives with the seichel. And that part of him is the Hashras HaShechina, so a person who is mishabed and obligates his life, or one's life, to das, kol mi sheyesh boi das, kol mi sheyesh boi deya, ki'ilu nivne beis hamikdash. That's a private reconstruction, that's a private hischatzus, that's a private renewal of his and hers private beis hamikdash. Ki'ilu nivne beis hamikdash b'yomav, because a person who re-injects das into their lives has built a private Beis HaMikdash, has reconstituted the Shechina back in their lives. kol mi sheyesh bo ideya ki ilu nivne beis hamikdash biyomav. So the lev, the heart, represents, says the goyin, the place of the ashras hashchina in a person. Kol nediv lev, when a person gives his heart, he's giving that part of him which is the dwelling place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person lives with Das, a person is reconnecting his life to Emes, to Seichel, to Das, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'Yomov. That's the Shlemos of Moyach and Lev, of our Seichel, our Moyach, and our heart, as being dwelling places inside of us for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're coming after and even during a very trying period where the private Mishkan inside of us, in our houses, in our families, has been tested, perhaps even breached. And in these days of Bein HaMetzarim, where we are doirish, tzion he, doirish ein la, mikal de boy drisha, tzion needs searching. The Gemara learns out in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that there's an inyan of making zechel a chorban because tzion he, doirish ein la, nobody's looking for tzion, nobody's searching for tzion, nobody's yearning for tzion. And the inyan of the Bein HaMetzarim is to go back to that yearning, to want to bring back the Shechina. The shichnoi tidrishu, to want the Shechina to come back. So the first place that we want the Shechina to come back is into our own private lives, into our own private homes. Because particularly of the period that we've gone through now, perhaps to occupy the children, perhaps to occupy the adults. Again, foreign influences have infiltrated into our Mishkan. And these foreign influences affect our hearts, they affect our brains, they affect our das. They affect our hearts because the lev, which is the makam of the Shechina, like the Goyin says, of Kol Nediv Lev, the heart is the makam of a person's ritzonus. The heart is the makam of a person's she'ifas. The heart is the place of a person's drives. What does a person want? What does one get up in the morning for? What do we strive for? What do we live for? That's the lev. And on a very, very simple level, that the Halakha Gagoyin said that the heart is the makam of the Ashras Hashchina means that the Shechina dwells in a heart that wants him. The Shechinoi Tidrishu. The world around us, with all the influences and all the news sites and all the information that flows in, are all the opposite of the Shechinoi Tidrishu. Are all sending a message, the opposite of wanting and striving for Kirvas HaBayri, wanting and striving for connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wanting and striving for Ruchnius in general, wanting and striving for Olam Haba, and not living and striving totally for an Olam Hazadika life. Our children pick up what's important. Our children pick up what's the ikker and what's the tuffle. Our children pick up what does the heart desire? What does the heart want? What are we striving for? When we open ourselves up to the sheifas of the world, when we open ourselves up to the desires of the world, when we open ourselves up to the lave, what is in the lave of the world? Is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu there? Or is it the opposite? So we're not doing not ourselves and not our homes and not our children's a favor by replacing the L'shichnoi Tidrishu, which is in a Yiddish Haaretz, and replacing it with a she'ifa for something else, for pleasure as an end of itself, for Olam Hazeh as an end of itself as opposed to a means. And we need to do better kabayis, because perhaps in the last period of time, because of unusual circumstances, we've been lax. And bedek habayis means to recheck the cracks in the walls, to see what's in our hearts, what's in our children's hearts. Have we been able to give over the message of what we strive for? The message coming in from the street is not a neutral message. It's not a bland message. It's a message which doesn't desire HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the makom of the Hashra'as HaShechina, to use the title of this series, the sanctuary where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells, is filled with something else, was filled with other desires, with other sheifas. And that's the only message, that's the only message that's coming in from all the sites and from all the information that's flowing. The opposite of L'shichnei Tidrishu, that's the heart of what a person desires, what a person wants, what we strive for, what we dream for. And then there's the moyach, there's the das. So that has a positive side, it has a negative side. And one who lives without das, so that's a churban of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the siluk of the Shechina from a person. Our children and ourselves need das to learn Torah, to understand Torah. Our children need das to understand the emes. We need das to be able to differentiate. Chazal say that the reason why havdalah is an atachoinein la'odam das, das leka havdalah minayin. If there's a lack of das, how can a person differentiate between right and wrong, between ikkar and tuffel? So the das part of us, which is also a makam of the Hashra'as HaShechina, like Chazal said, kol mi sheyesh bo ideya kilu nivne beis hamikdash biyomav, the das, our intellect, is under attack. It's under attack by a tidal wave of nonsense. It's under attack by a tidal wave of information that has no meaning at all, let alone inappropriate, which I'm not even referring to. But it's under a tidal wave of absolute nonsense which has no meaning, which causes two damaging effects. A, it dulls the mind. The seichel itself, the tool of emes, and as we see in this Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. It's the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It speaks inside a person. G'dayla Deya Shenidna Ben Shnei Shemois. It's that razor-sharp seichel, that razor-sharp tool of emes, that over time, as it deals with things which have no meaning, as it deals with things which require no amelos, no understanding, no content, that tool gets dulled. When our children sit, if they're involved in video games, a scourge of the door, it dulls the mind. It takes the deya, it takes das, razor sharp, able to understand, able to plummet to the deepest depths, and it dulls the mind. And then we want that mind afterwards, both of our children and ourselves, to try to understand a Rabbi Kiva Eger, or a Rabbi Chaim, or a Ktzeis, or a Rajbo, or a Taisvis, or to try to understand a Michtav Melio, or a deep Sfas Emes. That's the day of Shenitna Ben Shnei Emes. That's the holiest, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Helix, the Zach we have. It's the Shechina inside a person. And we dull it. We take away its ability. It's like a person who's out of shape, who doesn't use his muscles. And as time goes on, a person loses, he gets out of shape. A person who doesn't use one's das, doesn't use one's brain, loses the ability. The second effect is in the ability of havdalah, das leka havdalah minayin. When one is surrounded and flooded by a sea of nonsense, when a child is living in a world of fantasy, one loses the ability to separate ikkar from tafel, emes from sheker, fantasy from reality, dimyan from emes. And then a person doesn't even have the ability to understand what his tafkid is, what's mutl on him, what his obligation is to do. So there's been a tremendous attack on the das. And during these weeks, we have an opportunity to rejuvenate, refurbish, to renovate our binyan of our das in our lives. To mechazek it, both on the level of using our minds for the right things, for things of importance, for things of emes, and using to differentiate between right and wrong, emes and sheker. It's a critical, critical, critical tool that we can't deny ourselves or our children or our families. So we need to do better kabayis in the base of Mikdash also. There was better kabayis, sometimes we have to fix it up to renovate. We have to renovate our hearts that they should be strive and yearn and desire the Shekhinah Tidrashu. We have to renovate our minds that they should go back to being used for things which are emes. And those are acts of bringing the Shekhinah back into our lives. We find a very telling chilek between Avraham Avinu and Bilam HaRasha. Both of them went with Shnei Na'arav. The Maral says Shnei Na'arav refers to the two fundamental Yetzaharas of Avodah Zarah, which is in a person's mind, having the wrong hashkafis, and also regular desires for Olam Hazeh. That's the Lev. Na'arav refers to Yetzaharah, Lev Adam Rami Na'urav, says the Maral. So Avraham Avinu went with the Na'arav. He went with these two Yetzaharas, and so did Bilam. But by Bilam, it was Na'arav Imoy. These tremendous forces of distortion of what's Emes and Sheker in the Moyach. And these forces, which are distortions of the lave of what a person desires, they were Imoy, they were part and parcel with him. By Avraham Avinu, there's also Shnei Na'arav. We all live with the Yetzaharas. We all live with challenges. Challenges which challenge our minds of Emes and Sheker. Challenges which challenges our heart. Kileva Adam Ramin Urov. But by Avraham Avinu, it's not Imoy, it's Itoy. We keep it at an arm's distance. We keep it out of our lives and out of our houses. It's there. But it's not Imoy, it's Itoy. And when our Moyach and our Lev remain sanctuaries for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we try to keep the Na'arav at a distance, Itoy, not Imoy, then we've taken a step towards the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash b'mheira v'yameinu, amen.
This event was brought to you by Smart Choices. To hear hundreds of powerful speeches, songs, and stories about technology chizik, call the Smart Choices hotline at 732-400-9003. That's 732-400-9003.
This speech is provided by Smart Choices hotline. Hear a collection of hundreds of powerful speeches, songs, and stories about technology chizik. Call 732-400-9003. You can also order CDs of these speeches as well as USB collections. That's 732-400-9003.